Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
We're going to talk about a calendar opportunity with HHS, but how have you been since the last time we spoke, which wasn't too long ago?
The intake and outcome is still very high for this time of year, and we are just doing the best we can by helping as fast as we can.
Well, last time you brought a dog.
I did.
This time you brought a friend.
I did.
You. Kind of. You kind of brought a friend. Introduce your friend who's joining us from Vermilion on the telephone.
Jill Paulson is one of our very active volunteers at the shelter in the dog area mostly, but also on our board of directors and playing a key part in our fundraising this year.
Hi, Jill.
Hi, how are you?
I am wonderful. Thanks for joining us and thanks for your work with HHS. How did that all start?
Well, it started a little bit over 2 years ago. I started volunteering as a dog walker, kind of like a birthday gift to myself, and I had no idea how big of a gift it was going to be because I fall in love with HHS and I love the time that I spend with the dogs there.
What a nice story. And then you became a board member too?
Yeah, earlier this year in January I joined the board, and not too long after that I kind of pitched the idea of this calendar to Carrie, and she was on board.
Carrie, you could use some more Jill Paulsons, couldn't you?
I could duplicate many Jill Paulsons.
Yeah.
Fundraising is hard. It's getting harder and harder. I've been doing it professionally for over 20 years. And, you know, you trial and error things out and they don't always work. And it was nice to have someone come on and say, let me help you. Let's try something new. And it has just taken off. It's just been such an exciting project for me to watch Jill really do all the hard work on.
Jill, what do you do when you're not walking dogs at HHS? What fills your time?
Well, I do work at USD. I'm an academic advisor in the School of Ed. So that's my day job and love that too. Definitely have some great experiences working with students who are aspiring teachers here at USD.
So is photography a hobby for you?
Actually, no. And so to clarify, we actually were very lucky to have an amazing partner to work with in Yankton on this project. Corey Loomis of Meridian Photo was actually our photographer that we worked with. And we approached him shortly after the idea, and he was on board immediately. He donated all of his time and effort in terms of taking the feature photos of all of our local pets, and also did a little bit of digital magic in creating some seasonal and holiday feature photos for our calendar.
So this is a 2026 calendar, right?
It is, yep.
Let's talk about how people can get this, and not only will they enjoy it, but they'll be helping Heartland Humane Society as well, correct?
Absolutely. And like I said, you know, I keep telling people too, I think this would make a great holiday gift. I mean, I think sometimes gifting can be hard too, in terms of like knowing what to give people. And I think any animal lover would love this calendar, whether they're connected with HHS or rescue or not. I think any animal lover would love it. So you're not only like giving a great gift that they can enjoy all year long, but also giving back to an organization that really does a lot to help homeless animals.
So are there 12 dogs on this calendar? What's it look like inside?
Oh, there's more than that. So we have dogs and cats, and some of the layouts have more than one animal. So usually it's like by family or, you know, for example, my daughter ended up having her pets in this calendar, and she has a dog and three cats. And so they're all in the same photo for August, and it's adorable. Some months have like a single pet. Other months have multiple pets.
I'm looking at Copper. That's the photo I'm looking at here, and that may be the cutest dog that's ever lived.
So that's my grand puppy.
Your grand puppy? Oh.
Yeah.
How old is Copper?
Oh, gosh, Carrie. About a year?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah,
so,
I'd say he's close to a year. I think they adopted him in November of last year from Heartland.
Carrie, how long did Copper spend at HHS?
And not too long. Yeah. I think long enough for Jill's daughter to strong arm grandma into helping support this mission. So
$20 per calendar. How do people get them?
Yes. Yeah, so on the Heartland Humane Society.net webpage, there is a link in the upper banner that takes them right to a page that has more information on how to order. So they can do it online through a software system that we use called GiveButter, and they can order there. They can order to have them as pickup at Heartland if they're local. We're also going to have a pickup spot in Vermilion, but they can also be shipped. So, you know, I think we've already got orders from California, North Carolina, Wyoming. We're kind of on a mission to grow the region reach that we have too with these calendars.
And the order deadline is November 1st, right?
It is. November 1st is the deadline.
Jill, I'm sure you got a lot going on in your life, but I bet this was a kind of a labor of love for you.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I think we really started working on it hardcore in June or so. We started working with Corey on the photography and getting those all set. But we also have a lot of really great local businesses that have helped make this project happen, too. So working with those businesses in terms of some sponsorships and some advertising and getting all of those things in place. We're also going to have some Heartland families that have like little spotlights or listings for their adopted pets within the calendar as well. So, you know, working with all of those individuals to get those details laid out. It really is a one-of-a-kind calendar, and I'm really proud of what we've been able to put together with Corey's help.
What would you say, Jill, to a potential volunteer of HHS based on your experience?
Do it.
Yeah, well said.
Like I said, it's given back to me tenfold. You know, Saturday morning is my morning that I go and walk the dogs every week, and I look forward to it every single week. Carrie knows, like, if, you know, sometimes things come up and we go away or, you know, that kind of thing, and I can't do it on Saturday, I pretty much always find another day that week, because otherwise, like, I really miss my dogs if I don't get my dog fixed.
Thank goodness for you and the good people that volunteer for doing what you do. Carrie, I think you found your board member of the year.
She's definitely earning that spotlight. Jill is an awesome volunteer. She says it so well. And I just think that every nonprofit in Yankton is probably approaching a season where if you're not volunteering or you're not making a donation, big or small, you're putting that nonprofit at risk for their future. So Jill is an accolade to Heartland Humane Society, and I encourage anyone listening to give it a thought about how you can support our shelter or a nonprofit near and dear to your heart. Get involved, make a donation, do something to say, I support you staying in Yankton.
Jill, I think this is a calendar that people keep too. You know, like when 2026 is done, you don't just toss it. You're like, yeah, I'm going to keep the photos on this one forever.
Yeah, I mean, I know I'm going to have multiple copies. I'm going to have one at work and one at home, and, you know, I'm going to want to look at it every. It brings a smile to my face every time I work on it, and I don't think that that's going to end as I go through the year. So we do hope to make this an annual project. We've already talked to Corey, and he's still on board to, like, help us with it if we decide to do it again in 2027. So
great job, Carrie. Jill, thanks for your work with these pets and the community, and we look forward to getting this calendar in our hands. Have a great day, you two.
Thank you.
Thank you.